This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Being a Christian is hard. It can be difficult, but it is also a great blessing and a joy. One day, the true Christians will see our Savior, Jesus Christ, face to face in all His glory. Oh, what a marvelous, endless day that will be. A day that never ends. Eternity in the paradise of Yahweh God and His only Son, Jesus Christ. Even though Christians have difficult trials now, it just cannot compare to the joys of heaven for all eternity. 1 Corinthians 2:9 tells us, that is what is meant by the scriptures which say that no mere man has ever seen, heard, or even imagined what wonderful things God has ready for those who love the Lord. Father God, let me show everyone who You really are and reveal Your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen.
Some material from GodQuestions.org.
The key Bible verse of this ministry is from Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. The 20th century British professor and philosopher C.S. Lewis once said, Christianity, if it is false, is of no importance, and if it is true, it is of infinite importance. The only thing Christianity cannot be is moderately important. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Now you may be saying, I just cannot live a strict moral life as a Christian. I would like salvation. I would like knowing I am going to heaven, for sure, when I die. I wish I did not fear death like I do. I know myself and I just cannot live the way I know a Christian is supposed to live. What can I do? Anyone who tells you that committing your life to Christ makes your life easier is not telling the truth. Fulfilling? Yes. More joyful? Absolutely. But easier? No. In some ways, life gets more difficult after we come to Christ. The struggle against sin is more pronounced, for one thing. Laziness, gluttony, swearing, anger, envy, selfishness, materialism, sexual issues, the temptations never seem to end. The world, the flesh, and the devil do not go away because we have stepped into a relationship with Christ. The 2,000-year-old list of sins in Galatians chapter 5, 19-21 is still familiar ground for those of us living in the 21st century. That list is followed by another list. The fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It is the change from the works of the flesh to the fruit of the Spirit that can prove difficult. Accepting Christ as Savior means we receive instant justification before God. Romans 10:10. We are reconciled to Him, and we have all the legal rights and privileges of a son or daughter. See John 1:12. We now have a relationship with the creator of the universe. What is often overlooked is that we also need to accept Christ as Lord. Being a blood-bought child of God means we give up the right to ourselves. This is the point where sanctification begins, and this moment-by-moment dying to self continues as long as we live in our earthly bodies. Matthew 6:24. The regeneration of the Holy Spirit sets off an alert system that lets us know things have changed. Sinful behaviors that we once found comfortable no longer are. The old way of life grows rather old. See 2 Corinthians 5:17. Being a Christian is difficult because we must now confront our lives from a different worldview that comes with a new set of values, the values of God. We are immersed in a world system that promotes its ideals and slanders anyone who disagrees. Before we are saved, we accept what the world says without even thinking about it. We do not know anything else. But after we are saved, our eyes are open to the truth and we can see the lies of the world. Fighting against those lies can be difficult. Being a Christian is difficult because once we are saved, we are suddenly swimming upstream against the current of the world around us. Though our appetites will change, our sanctification can be a difficult process. Friends no longer understand us. Our families question our new involvements and associations. Those we love often feel rejected, angry, and defensive. They do not see why we can no longer continue in our old ways. Being a Christian is difficult because it requires growth. God loves us too much to let us stay the same. Growth can be painful at times, and we usually do not like having to leave our comfortable old way of life. But positive change is always rewarding. As we grow in Christ, we realize that God is not just wanting our conforming to a set of rules. No, He wants all of us. He wants a crucified life, given totally over to Him. We learn through obedience and trust to find rest in His guidance. Being a Christian is difficult because we must constantly say no to our own fleshly desires and yield to the Holy Spirit of God. We learn to handle conflict with grace instead of through retaliation. We learn to forgive rather than hold grudges. We learn to replace the vacillating emotions we once called love with true unconditional love. We grow through the opportunity to die to ourselves daily, to become obedient. Yes, being a Christian is difficult in many ways, but that is only half the story. The difficulties believers face are not tackled alone. Every challenge is met through the power of Christ who lives within us. Philippians 4:13. The faithful follower of Christ is never completely overwhelmed. See 2 Corinthians 4:8 and 9. There are definite eternal rewards for following Christ. Luke 18:29-30. We learn by experience that the ways of God are better, safer, and more reliable than the ways of the world. Our trusting obedience to God becomes the pathway to a transformed and abundant life. John 10:10. Titus 2:11-15 explains it like this. This is the way we should live because the grace of God has come. That grace can save everyone. It teaches us not to live against God and not to do the bad things the world wants to do. It teaches us to live on earth now in a wise and right way, a way that shows true devotion to God. We should live like that while we are waiting for the coming of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our great hope, and He will come with glory. He gave Himself for us. He died to set us free from all evil. He died to make us pure, people who belong only to Him and who always want to do good. These are the things you should tell people. Encourage them, and when they are wrong, correct them. And in 2 Corinthians 5:16-21, from this time on we do not think of anyone as the world thinks of people. It is true that in the past we thought of Christ as the world does, but we do not think that way now. When anyone is in Christ, it is a whole new world. The old things are gone. Suddenly, everything is new. And all of this is from God. Through Christ, God made peace between himself and us. And God gave us the work of bringing people into peace with him. I mean that God was in Christ making peace between the world and himself. In Christ, God did not hold people guilty for their sins, and he gave us this message of peace to tell people, so we have been sent to speak for Christ. It is like God calling to people through us. We speak for Christ when we beg you to be at peace with God. Christ had no sin, but God made him become sin, so that in Christ we could be right with God. 1 John 1, 5-10, this is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. And you may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestaff and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. So until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from 1 Peter 5:10. Now the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will personally restore, establish, strengthen, and support you after you have suffered a little.